Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Your host, Forrest Kelly, looks for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Here's your host, Forrest
Kelly. I began Sparklist back in coming up on 2 years, so May of 22.
Okay, so obviously when you started and where you are now are not the same. Behind the scenes, maybe on the website, the presentation looks the same, but have you changed anything, improved, or done anything differently?
So I've been a small business owner all my life. I've never actually worked for anybody before.
Wow.
So starting any small business is, I'm familiar enough to know that you have some confidence in what you know and you're starting it, but there's a whole lot that you still don't know.
Yeah.
And it's a never-ending learning process and a constantly evolving process. And that's just part of being a small business owner, as rolling with it and making changes, making tweaks, and as you learn and as you see what seems to be working and what's taking, what isn't, and you know, you do the best you can with it. Oh yeah, when come to my website, most people will just kind of take a glance at the main page, right? They just see the quick excerpts of what the club is about, who I am, and things like that. But then pretty much everyone will just go to the Join the Club page, which has a little bit more information and gives them all the information they need to make a choice to join. Sure, the club consists of a monthly box. Each box contains 3 bottles. One bottle is always champagne, and the other 2 are sparkling wine. And they can vary from different regions throughout the world. And currently it's $109 for a box, plus shipping. And it's the only tier that we have right now, but in a couple of months, I'll be introducing another level with another option.
Do they know what they're getting, or you just kind of, it's a surprise?
It's a surprise when people get their box, and so far it's been a pleasant surprise, it seems, for everybody. I do all the selecting and the curating myself. It's a hard job, but I have to taste hundreds and hundreds of sparkling wines. But it's true, though. I have tasted thousands of sparkling wines. I'm tasting all the time. And so what people are getting in the box is not random. It's the result of me. I may sit down and taste 10 sparkling wines one day, and out of those 10, one is like, okay, this is one that I would be willing to include in my box because it rises a little bit above all these others.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing I like to say to people is, like, you know, we're not a large company. We're not a corporate company, right? This is not, there's no fancy or gimmicky algorithm that is figuring out your tastes and your palate. This is just my palate and searching for what I consider to be really high quality sparkling wine. And hopefully my members will enjoy it as well. And then it's not a random box that's just showing up at your door that just happens to have 6 bottles or 12 bottles of wine. You know, it's me making the selection right now. It's me still packing the boxes and getting them out there. So it's a small business, and yeah, doing everything myself at the moment.
Looking at your website, I see that you've got some beautiful packaging. I love beautiful packaging. The presentation, the box that you ship in costs $5, I'm guessing, at least. Tell me a little bit about the packaging.
Yes, so packaging is always important. When it comes to wine and champagne, you're a little more limited because the boxes have to be able to be protective, obviously, of the bottles. So you have to work within that framework. And the box that I've been using I worked with my brand strategist to create an image that would look great with that box. But coincidentally, this month, I've just changed boxes. So my members will be getting a new box this month, and I'm waiting to see how that goes. This one on the outside looks a little nicer because we branded it. So my name is actually branded on the outside of the box, but the inside is a little different. It's, to be honest, not quite as beautiful when you open up the flaps with how it's presented inside, but it is a little bit more eco-friendly and a little bit simpler logistically to store, to pack, and a number of other things. So I'm hoping that it'll function equally as well as my existing boxes have. Yeah, all our members get a little quick welcome note written that I write in each of their boxes. And then every month they'll get all their tasting notes in the box, and they'll get their notifications when their shipments are coming. And also members can select if they want a box every month or every other month. Making a change actually right starting this month where all the tasting notes will be available to our members online. They don't have to worry about if they misplaced the notes or something like that. It's going to be a catalog online with all the notes that they can access at any time.
Head to the website. It's a sparkling wine club, so it's sparkleist.com. Leven De Geint has been our guest. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iISM. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.